Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were talking about the Bible being the final authority in a local church. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This verse isn't natural. Boswell said of verse 9. The standard the pastor is to hold, holding fast the word of God as it was taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort, strongly urge, encourage, and convince the gainsayers. Now let me stop at that point and put out one other thing. We say, as I was saying earlier, fundamentalists, the Baptists, and that's what we got on to, is that a Baptist, well, we are Baptists because it's doctrine, but rebaptizers, we got named by Stephen of Rome as Baptists, and it was a derogatory name, but praise God, I'm not ashamed to be a Baptist. These churches that are taking the name Baptist off their churches, I'm glad they are. Now, some people, why do you mean you're glad they're doing that? Because they're not Baptists anymore. It'd be a lie to have it up there because their doctrine's gone from that. They've gone from God's way. They don't want holiness. They don't want standards. They don't want righteousness. So why should they be called Baptists? No, it doesn't bother me that take the name off. It encourages me more than the ones that keep the name on, because then it's a lie. But I know when we talk about fundamental and so forth, here's what I do. Yeah, I'm a fundamental independent Baptist. But fundamental, we see charismatics call themselves fundamental. We see Muslims call themselves fundamental. So fundamental basically is sticking to the doctrines of the foundations of that religion. Okay? Sticking to it, not going from it. Now, a biblicist sees the Word of God, not the culture, as the final authority in all things. The Word of God should be that which speaks to our heart in seeking the will of God. The Word of God tells us about the church, everything church. The church constitution is not the final authority in a local church. The Word of God is the final authority in a local church. Some people have a problem with what I just said, but really, their problem's not with me, it's with God, because God has laid out the way a local church is supposed to be. So if anyone has a problem with that, then they have a problem with God. And it's not the culture. It's not what, well, our churches have done this for years. If it doesn't agree with the Word of God, what your church has done for years is wrong. So you've got to decide whether the Word of God is true or whether you like the thing. Now, I started using the term biblicist a few years ago, and boy, I had one person that did not like. And evidently, the Christian university he went to is, I don't know if it's the founder or somebody else that used the word, we are biblicists. Now, I happen to know that same university doesn't hold to the King James. They don't hold to the Textus Receptus. They don't hold to these things. And so I wanted to say, well, they're not biblicists there, though. But biblicist, the name or fundamental name, doesn't belong to a university. Doesn't even belong to the Baptist Church. It belongs to a truth that is born in God. And you either say you believe all that God has to say and you're going to abide by that, then you're fundamentalist. You're a biblicist. If not, then you're not either one. And so then you lean to the way of of, you might say, liberalness, compromiser, or what have you. Now, the pastor must be led by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. So, if he doesn't stand strong on the Word of God, unless the culture determine the things he's going to do or whatever, or set an agenda, whether it's some kind of a plan or something they want to do to really blend in with the culture. So people like them, a few years ago, they went around saying, what do you think of church? They go door to door asking people, a lot of them unsaved, what would you like to see in a local church? Now, what kind of music? What kind of this? What kind? So they change as if unsaved people are supposed to tell us what a church is supposed to be and how it's supposed to worship instead of God. And many of these, in order to keep people in their church, would cave to the disobedient people who were out there pushing their agenda. And their agenda may raise more money and force a position of whatever, to change doctrine, to change standards, and on down the line. But then, you know, again, Jude 4 comes to our mind here because it's showing us that certain men crept in, the Cretes, okay, they crept in. It's like they come in the back door and they pretend to be one of you. I've had people come in and tell me, oh, this is the best church I've ever been in. Oh, you're the best preacher I've ever had. Oh, boy, we like it here. And a few months later, leave. Because I guess I go from hero to zero. But they leave the church because we're not changing with the time. Or they wanted to bring in something that's not scripture. Oh, they wanted this and they wanted that in. So what are they doing? They are creeping in, and then they are turning the grace of God. Now, anything that deals with God, we're told in Psalms 145 that the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his work. One of the things you got to see, is it of God? Is it absolutely righteous, and is it absolutely holy? Now, if there are critical thinkers, they hate the word absolute. Some say there are no absolutes. To say there are no absolutes is the stupidest statement you can make, because you're making an absolute statement. And so to make an absolute statement, you're saying there are no absolutes. That's a contradictory statement. So right there, you know, off the bat, they have no idea what they're talking about. But turn to the grace of God. God's grace is going to be totally holy and righteous. Liberty is going to be holy and righteous. If they are disorderly, if they are gossips, they're not subjected, for example, to the pastor for the position he holds, then the pastor has to be very careful not to allow this person, although they may have money, although they may have personality, although they may have a college degree, maybe extra degree, but they don't need to allow the debater, the one who is questioning church doctrine and policy, to be in a position of a classroom teacher, a deacon, or some other board for which they have disdain for the policies and doctrines and the operation of the local church. This is the duty of the pastor. He is to be a watchman of the house of God. So we are seeing here the Bible warning against this kind of man or woman, for that sake, that would bring things of this nature into the church. And the pastor must not cower. Even if the family is a good family, but that son, that daughter wants to bring this in, now they want you to do that? No, the answer is absolutely not. Don't do it. Just don't do it. And so you don't. That's God's way. That's God's word. Just don't do it. So, pastor, you've got a duty. Be a pastor that does not cower, but stands on the word and stands in the strength of the Holy Spirit against unruly people. That's why a pastor cannot be a hireling. A novice, as the Bible calls it. He's got to be one that stands in there willing to allow the price to be paid that he has to pay, even if it costs him his life. But he has to do it not in his personal strength, but in the strength of the Lord. That's why a pastor must have a close walk with God. Well, I want to cut off right there so that we can take up tomorrow right there. But I want to keep you in mind, now we're looking at godly presentation. After seeing godly persons and godly preachers, now we're seeing godly presentations, because the devil has all kind of them out there to try to take us off track. Well, you stay true to the Word of God. Now, perhaps you're listening today, you're a member of a local church. Maybe some of these things are coming in. Let me suggest two things. Number one, talk to the pastor. Ask them why they're going away. Now, they will offer some things that sound good, but can't you tell the difference between worldly and holy? Righteous and deception? This seems righteous. I mean, 2 Corinthians tells us that Satan and his angels go about as angels of light. They're very deceptive. Got to keep it true to the word. Keep the music right. Keep the preaching right. So talk to the preacher. If he preaches the word, boy, encourage him every day. Man, that was great. Every time you're in church, let him know how much you appreciate him. Secondly, the church is going that direction and they're not going to change, then you be the instrument in helping a new church to form, or if there is another fundamental independent Baptist church in your area, become a part of it. Become a part of that which is going to stand on the truth of the Word of God. Well, I see our time is up, and I want to thank you folks for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen to, because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its